Ohio, let me kick this off with something that's honestly keeping me up at night. What if my next teammate isn't, I don't know, a person?
Right, and look, this is already happening. I've got clients today running lead triage with an agent. On its own. Nobody sits down to do that by hand anymore.
Wait, fully on its own? Like the agent gets the lead and just decides what to do with it?
It qualifies it, sorts it, and routes it to the right rep. The human only shows up at the end to close the deal.
Okay. Before we go deep on this, let me introduce myself for anyone just tuning in. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Cayo. Yep, I'm an artificial intelligence voice. So when we talk about agents taking over work, look, this gets a little personal for me.
Marina's basically living proof of this episode's whole thesis.
Exactly. I'm the next hire you didn't even know you'd onboarded.
And hey, this isn't just me guessing. Microsoft's Work Trend Index 2026 just dropped, and the numbers are strong. They cross-referenced anonymized signals from Microsoft 365 with a survey of 20,000 workers across 10 countries.
20,000? Wow, that's a real sample size.
It's solid. And the core takeaway is this. As the agent takes over execution, the human doesn't disappear. They move up a level. They start directing the work and owning the result.
Bakayo, I'm going to ask the question everyone listening is thinking. Is this a disguised promotion or a disguised layoff?
Good one. The honest answer, it depends on you. If all you did was repetitive tasks, it's a threat. If you learn to coordinate, it's the biggest career upgrade of the decade.
So the game shifted toward whoever decides, not just whoever does.
Exactly. And let me show you what actually changes in a manager's day-to-day.
Go for it.
It used to be the manager hands a task to a person, waits, then chases them down. That cycle took days. Now they hand it to the agent and review it in minutes.
Minutes? Okay, but handing it to the agent is... how? Do you talk to it the way you talk to me?
Pretty much. Managing an agent is three things. Writing a good instruction, setting a clear limit, and checking the output. That's it.
You know, that sounds a lot like onboarding a new hire, right? You explain it, set the boundaries, and keep an eye on the first few deliverables.
That's exactly it. You pulled the right thread. The difference is the agent learns the instruction instantly and never forgets it. But the leader's job is identical: context, limits, follow-up.
So someone who's already a good people manager has a head start.
A huge head start. And here's a trap I see all the time. A lot of people think you just flip the tool on and you're done.
Wait, isn't that enough? Buy the subscription, turn it on, let it run.
Nope. Without someone accountable for that agent, what does it become? Automated chaos. Failing fast and at scale is worse than failing slow.
Ooh, that one stings. You swap a slow problem for a fast one.
Exactly. Speed with no one accountable is just faster chaos.
Okay, but what about someone who's never coded in their life, Kayo? There are managers out there who can barely use Excel. Can that person pull it off?
Absolutely. And that's the best news here. The new skill isn't coding, it's giving clear context. If you can explain to an intern what you need, you can manage an agent.
So writing matters more than Python?
Way more. Clarity just became a technical skill.
I love that. But explain something I'm still tangled up on. This whole splitting the decision thing between human and machine.
Distributed decisions. No jargon. Here it is. Part of the decision sits with the agent, part with the person. And the leader's job is designing where you draw that line.
Give me an example so it sticks.
Classic one. Refunds. The agent approves on its own up to, say, $500. Above that, it stops and kicks it up to a human.
Oh, I get it. It's like customer service, right? The bot handles returns and reissues. But if the customer's furious and wants to cancel, it hands them off to a person.
Perfect. You just drew the cutoff line without even realizing it. That's exactly the design.
Look at me becoming an agent manager live on air.
You're hired. But now comes the serious twist. The biggest risk isn't even the agent making a mistake.
It's not? I'd have bet that was it.
The risk is nobody knowing who approved what. It's the missing trail. A decision got made, it went south, and nobody can reconstruct how it got there.
Whoa. So it's less about the mistake and more about accountability.
Right. Audit trail and accountability. Every agent decision needs a record of who set the rule and who reviewed it.
Okay, so the brutal question. If the agent screws up bad, sues the wrong customer, sends money to the wrong account. Who's to blame?
I'll be straight with you. The bill lands on the manager who signed off. The agent isn't going to walk into HR and explain itself. Whoever designed the rule answers for it.
Oof, so much for blaming the machine.
Gone. And that brings me to what stays uniquely yours, the stuff no agent takes over.
Oh, this part I want. What's irreplaceable?
Three things, the way I see it. Judging context. Handling the difficult customer, the one who's genuinely hurt, and deciding with little information when there's no data and you just have to take the risk.
But Kayo, honestly, isn't AI gonna swallow that too pretty soon? Are you reining in the hype right now?
I'm reining it in on purpose. Look, part of this still can't be done. Not because the tech is dumb, but because these decisions mean owning the consequences. And a machine doesn't own consequences, it just executes.
The skin in the game is still human.
Exactly. And here's the practical takeaway. The manager who wins is the one who stops competing with the agent on speed. You're never gonna beat the agent at fast.
So focus on what the machine can't do.
Right. And here I'm speaking from the first person from the projects I run. The winners are the ones who learn to coordinate, not the ones who try to do it all by hand to prove they're still useful.
That line is heavy. Proving your worth by doing everything yourself just became the wrong move.
It did. Your value now is in coordinating, not executing.
All right. So the question that actually matters. It's Monday. I'm a manager. I've heard all of this. Where do I start without losing my mind?
Step one, nice and concrete. Pick a repetitive task your team hates, the annoying one, and test an agent on just that, small scope.
Don't try to automate the whole company on day one.
Please, no. That's mistake number one. Step two, define the owner. Who's accountable for that agent, who reviews it, and what's the limit?
In other words, hire with clear rules. Title, role, and how far it's allowed to go.
You summed it up better than I did. Hire with clear rules. And step three, measure. Time saved and error rate. Without that, you don't know if you won or lost.
The classic mistake is measuring nothing and just assuming it's going great.
It's going by gut feel. Start small and measurable. If in 2 weeks you saved 5 hours and made fewer mistakes, scale it up. If not, adjust.
Give me all of it in one sentence, Kayo. Something for folks to take home.
Leading now means managing people and machines on the same team. And it starts small, with a clear owner and a number in hand.
What a closer. Look, everyone, thank you so much for sticking with us all the way. If I could leave you with three things from this episode. The agent takes over the execution, but the accountability stays yours. Managing an agent means giving clear context, not coding. And you start Monday with just one task, with an owner and a way to measure it.
Perfect summary.
And hey, do this for me. Pick one annoying task on your team today and tell me in the comments which one it was. I want to see you drawing that cutoff line. Keep the conversation going with us. Big hug and see you next time.
Start small, measure, and hit me up when you want to go deep. Thanks, everybody.